Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a welcome turn of events, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson has asked the United States Supreme Court to overturn the Montana Supreme Court's egregious decision in the case of Planned Parenthood v. State. You may recall that the Montana Supreme Court in December overruled the will of 73% of Montana voters and upheld a district court decision that overturned a 2013 law requiring abortion providers to obtain parental consent before performing an abortion on a minor. The law was known as the Consent Act. The decision itself was bad enough, placing government squarely between parents and their kids. But it goes further than that, much further. It actually says that children in Montana have procreative autonomy. That means the complete unfettered ability to make reproductive decisions for themselves regardless of their age. Pedophiles across the state must be cheering this decision. Under this decision, a minor girl of any age can conceivably consent to sex with a male of any age. The Montana Supreme Court has lost its collective mind, which is why the Montana legislature has 27 bills focused on judicial reform. It's the Attorney General's assertion that the state Supreme Court cannot simply nullify parents' rights. In her opinion, Justice Lori McKinnon said, quote, "Not all families are healthy, and the Consent Act empowers parents who do not make decisions in their child's best interest to control an important fundamental right of their child," end quote. This leaves one to ask, did she even read the Consent Act? It contains a judicial bypass mechanism that allows a girl to obtain consent for an abortion from a judge if her family situation is unhealthy or unsafe. This motion is just the latest in a 13-year saga that began when voters approved a ballot referendum in 2012 that required parental notification for a minor to get an abortion. After passage, the legislature received word that Planned Parenthood was coaching minors to send the notification letters to fictitious addresses. The legislature in 2013 then changed the notification provision to a consent provision, and Planned Parenthood was forced to sue. The case then spent the next 10 years winding its way through district courts in Helena and Missoula as liberal judges did their best to duck and delay. One judge in Missoula sat on the case for 3 years, then finally retired. This case is one of the best examples of judicial abuse of power ever witnessed in Montana. Finally, we were forced to rally on the steps of the Montana Supreme Court and demand that the court quit stalling. Only then did the case miraculously reappear in a Helena District Court, but it was still a year and a half before final resolution. This is just one of multiple examples of abuse by Montana's courts, and it's one of the best reasons that the legislative and executive branches are finally pushing back. Governor Gianforte, in his State of the State address, asked the legislature to send him a bill that restores a party affiliation to judicial races. For years, judicial candidates in Montana declared a party affiliation, and in the opinion of a majority of Montanans, it's time to bring that back. In his speech, the governor said that in reality, Montana's Supreme Court races are, quote, nonpartisan in name only, end quote. He went on to say, quote, "Montanans have a right to know the values and principles of the judges they elect. Let's bring light to this darkness," end quote. With regard to Attorney General Knutson's appeal, it will take 4 U.S. Supreme Court justices to agree to hear the case. Let's pray that they make the right decision. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.